Have you visited Village Green Apothecary lately? We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for over 40 years. We still take the time to know our customers and provide the individualized attention you need. Plus, we have over 10,000 products, from vitamins and minerals to a full array of natural beauty care products, homeopathic remedies, and health-related books. Visit us at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, or give us a call at 301-530-0800.
Good morning and welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1260, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. We're here every Saturday from 10 to 11 a.m., so don't forget to tune in every week. I am Dr. Kevin Passero, your host for this hour, and my wonderful co-host Dana Lake will return next week with another great show related to health, wellness, and nutrition. Don't forget, if you want to listen to any of our previous shows, you can download them for absolutely free by going to www.myvillagegreen.com and click on the archive show section. We have over 2 years of radio shows lined up for you covering so many different topics related to nutrition, health, wellness, green living, really a lot of wonderful topics and great special guests. Today, I have a good show lined up for you, a great show, I would say. We're talking about a conversation that people are very interested in, which is general detoxification. And we have a great guest on the line today that's going to be helping us out with this conversation and giving us and sharing with us some of his excellent experiences and feedback that he's done with his work with general detoxification. And, what we're going to talk about today a little bit, is the concept. What I'd like to touch on is detoxification being more than just something that comes in a box or comes as a pill. And we're going to be talking about some of the different toxins that are important to consider getting out of your body. We're going to be talking about the different ways that these toxins get into your body. And we're going to be talking about taking a more holistic, generalized approach to detoxification in some ways. And we're going to be talking about some exciting trials that Dr. Lamb has done with detoxification just recently. So I'm going to sort of introduce my special guest right now, and we'll get started. His name is Dr. Joseph Lamb, and he's the Director of Intramural Clinical Research at Metagenics, and he's board certified in both internal medicine and holistic medicine. Completed his graduate education at the Medical College of Virginia, and his internal medicine residency at Presbyterian University of Pennsylvania Medical Center in Philly. Completed a year of cardiology fellowship at the University of Colorado Health Sciences. He's the past president of the Integrative Medicine Works in Alexandria, Virginia, so he does have roots from this area, ran a holistic clinic there for a very long time, and worked in partnership with his patients to create optimal health and well-being by using functional medicine approaches, including lifestyle modification, herbal and nutritional therapies, cognitive therapy approaches. Assistant clinical professor at GW School of Medicine, adjunct faculty for the Institute of Functional Medicine, president of the Commonwealth Consultants Foundation, which is a regionally recognized Middle Atlantic charity chartered to provide unique educational and social experiences for economically deserving children and adults, edited several books, authored several chapters, including a chapter in the functional medicine textbook of functional medicine. So, Dr. Lamb, you have quite an impressive bio here. Thanks so much for being on the show with us today.
Thank you for inviting me to spend some time with you today.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. So, we're going to be talking about general detoxification today. And, it sounds like you've been doing a lot of work in holistic medicine. And if you've been doing work in holistic medicine for a long time, you've certainly touched on this concept of detoxification. As I mentioned, it's something that I think everybody is aware of. And I think a lot of companies and supplement providers and companies, out there sort of play on it in a way that I don't think is fully inclusive of what the term actually means, hence my term of sort of detox in a box. I think maybe what we should talk about first is some of the ways that toxins get into our body to sort of set the framework of why it's important to take different avenues of getting toxins out and not just focusing on one organ, say the liver, which a lot of people tend to think is the only place you need to focus when doing a detox.
Absolutely. One of the concerns is that we, as you said, detox in the box is kind of the treatment after we've been toxified. In a sense, we've spent a life of bad living, and then we go looking for a product and say, is this going to make a difference for us in the short term? How do I get better? can I take something for 2 weeks? Can I take something for 4 weeks? Can I restore my health?
Mm-hmm.
And as you're rightfully pointing out, the issues are broader than that, because what we're really dealing with is the issue of all sorts of influences from our environment that we collect over the years.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, even, you know, you mentioned years of bad living, even with years of good living. I mean, you know, I have a year and a half old daughter, and since my wife, even before she came pregnant, I mean, for the longest time, we've lived a healthy lifestyle, eating organic foods, regular exercise, trying to keep our environment clean, good air filters and water filters, and doing all of these things, you know, BPA-free bottles, all that stuff. And, you know, I mean, I just basically realized that, you know, although we've been doing everything as clean as possible, the bottled water that I have in my house that gets delivered in 5-gallon jugs still comes in bottles that have BPA. So I've been doing everything that I thought was good and, you know, still just sort of catching up with where are these things coming from? They're so pervasive in the environment. You know, I was just reading an article that, you know, the FDA is still claiming that BPA is not harmful, basing it on two studies that were funded by the industry that basically uses BPA. So, you know, I mean, we're not very protected in our environment from toxins, even if you're trying to live a healthy lifestyle.
Absolutely not. A couple years back, now it must be 9 years ago or so, at the Center for Mind Body Medicine right there in D.C., the Jim Gordon's organization, there was a comprehensive cancer care conference, and a Michael Warner of Commonweal spoke, and he was speaking about the situation. Basically, of what the greatest reproductive rights issue would be for the 21st century woman. And he was saying it actually wasn't about the freedom to reproduce, that it would be about the freedom to reproduce without intoxicating their child. Because unfortunately, one of the best detoxes that a woman can actually do is to become pregnant, because she shares much of what she accumulated over the years with the newborn child. And when you consider that situation and you think about your new little one coming into the world or all the little ones coming into the world, you know, that could go a long way to suggesting why we have the setting that we do now of rising autism, for example.
Yeah, there was that big study that came out yesterday that, you know, the rates of autism have not declined and are still rising quite rapidly. I think it's been a 1,000% increase since 1994, I think. It is really quite startling.
Absolutely. You know, studies have come out suggesting now that at infancy, in the blood from the umbilical cord that you can measure from little infants, that you can take a specimen of that blood, and it has up to 20 toxins included in it, including Teflon, for example.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we think of Teflon as an inert ingredient. It's made our lives simple by, you know, making it much easier to clean our plate at the end of the meal. But we're getting Teflon into our blood, and children are being born with Teflon in their blood at birth.
Yeah.
And, you know, certainly the autism issue is a multifactorial one with lots of inputs, but you know, toxicity is bound to play at least a significant role, you know, a moderate to significant role there.
Yep. So, all right. So, where do we accumulate these toxins? We get them from chemicals in our environment, right? I mean, so let's identify some of the places. So, bad food, right?
Absolutely.
So this is going to be, you know, toxic food, everything from, you know, pesticides, herbicides on foods, all the way to foods that, you know, high fat foods, fry foods create toxicity in other ways, right?
Yes. Well, you know, like one of the things when you think about a poor diet and bad food is not only the bad things that you're getting in, but the lack of good things that you're getting in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your point about fried foods or charred foods, like you take even a breast of chicken, which you think would be a good source to eat, or a nice piece of fish, and you put it on your grill and you char it. Well, you're creating a browning product. You have a browning reaction. You know, that crust that you get, that's a protein that's been modified. And we do the same thing to our own proteins when we have too much blood sugar in our system. It's called the Browning reaction or the Maillard reaction. And when those take place, we send signals to our bodies to respond to the environment in certain ways. Mm-hmm. So when you're talking about a poor diet, you're not only talking about all the wrong messages that are getting in, you're talking about the fact that we're no longer getting the right messages in that tell us how to live in response to our environment.
Right, exactly. So eating poor foods, basically, you know, it also increases our body's overall stress by not providing us with the antioxidants or the compounds that maybe come from cruciferous vegetables that enhance glutathione production, which aids in our liver detoxification. So, you know, not only are you getting bad things in, but you're not getting the good things that promote detoxification from normal things we're exposed to, correct?
Absolutely.
Okay. So a lot of ways to get toxins in, and I think there's a lot of misconceptions that the only toxins people have to worry about are heavy metals. You know, and although heavy metals are extremely concerning, there are a lot of other toxins that are pervasive in our environment that, you know, can potentially create a lot of health issues. For example, you know, you mentioned the 20 different toxins that are found in cord blood when a baby's born. Are any of those that you were referring to heavy metals, or are they more related to other chemicals that are pervasive in the environment?
Not having that study right in front of me, I can't remember the toxic elements that were present, but what certainly were present were some of the organopesticides, mm-hmm. for example, yep. and some of the other organic compounds, which unfortunately many of those compounds end up being hormone modifiers, mm-hmm. Weak estrogens, for example, and they have the ability to modify the whole hormonal environment that we're exposed to on a regular basis.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, I think that it's really important to, and, you know, when we talk about some of the detox strategies that we're going to go through in today's show, I think it's important to, you know, to demonstrate that we're looking at, you know, different toxins come out of the bodies in different ways. And it's important when you're doing a detox or basically, you know, and I don't even want to say just a detox because that puts it in the framework of, like you said, a 1 week or 2 week or 3 week type of protocol. But living a lifestyle that promotes detoxification, it's important to consider all of the ways that your body excretes toxins to make sure that you're not building up a burden of any of these things as much as possibly can.
Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, other sources that we really haven't talked about yet include some of our habits, like if we drink alcohol or take in some sort of a drug of, you know, a recreational drug, mm-hmm. you know, we get exposures to radiation every day, whether it's sunlight or whether it's the cell phones that are chirping all the time in our pockets or other electromagnetic radiation. We're exposed to people who smoke cigarettes and secondhand smoke.
Yep.
You know, the kind of messages, the traumatic messages that we get that, in a sense, are a toxic message when our boss yells at us, for example, or we internalize what a significant other has said, you know, or the negative energy involved in just a sheer physical trauma, being in a motor vehicle accident.
Yep.
In a sense, that's toxifying what we call our bodies.
Yep, absolutely. All right, well, we're a little bit over time for this segment, so we're going to cut to a quick break. When we come back, we're going to pick up this conversation with Dr. Lamb. Very lucky to have him on the phone today, and we're going to be continuing this topic on detoxification. So don't go anywhere. This is Dr. Kevin Passero with The Essentials of Healthy Living, and we will be right back after this break.
Wait, don't buy inferior overpriced vitamins at a chain, drug, or grocery store. You can save 25% on featured quality products at Village Green Apothecary. Visit us in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or online at myvillagegreen.com. And speaking of your health, are you missing vital news that can impact your health? Join hosts Dana Lake and Kevin Passero for Essentials of Healthy Living every Sunday at 10 a.m. here on AM 1260. You can also listen to past broadcasts when you visit myvillagegreen.com. Essentials of Healthy Living is sponsored by Village Green Apothecary and Mega Food. Wait, don't buy inferior overpriced vitamins at a chain, drug, or grocery store. You can save 25% on featured quality products at Village Green Apothecary. Visit us in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or online at myvillagegreen.com. And speaking of your health, are you missing vital news that can impact your health? Join hosts Dana Lake and Kevin Passero for Essentials of Healthy Living every Sunday at 10 a.m. here on AM 1260. You can also listen to past broadcasts when you visit myvillagegreen.com. Essentials of Healthy Living is sponsored by Village Green Apothecary and Zymogen. Wait, don't buy inferior overpriced vitamins at a chain, drug, or grocery store. You can save 25% on featured quality products at Village Green Apothecary. Visit us in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or online at myvillagegreen.com. And speaking of your health, are you missing vital news that could impact your health? Join hosts Dana Lake and Kevin Passero for Essentials of Healthy Living every Sunday at 10 a.m. here on AM 1260. You can also listen to past broadcasts when you visit myvillagegreen.com. Essentials of Healthy Living is sponsored by Village Green Apothecary and Nordic Naturals. Wait, don't buy inferior overpriced vitamins at a chain, drug, or grocery store. You can save 25% on featured quality products at Village Green Apothecary. Visit us in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or online at myvillagegreen.com. And speaking of your health, are you missing vital news that could impact your health? Join hosts Dana Lake and Kevin Passero for Essentials of Healthy Living every Sunday at 10 a.m. here on AM 1260. You can also listen to past broadcasts when you visit myvillagegreen.com. Essentials of Healthy Living is sponsored by Village Green Apothecary and Jarrow Formula. Have you visited Village Green Apothecary lately? We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for over 40 years. We still take the time to know our customers and provide the individualized attention you need. Plus, we have over 10,000 products, from vitamins and minerals to a full array of natural beauty care products, homeopathic remedies, and health-related books. Visit us at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda or give us a call at 301-530-0800.
Good morning and welcome back to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1260, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host, Dr. Kevin Passero, and Dana Lake will return next week. She is my wonderful co-host. Don't miss her shows. They are absolutely fantastic. We are here today talking about detoxification, and I would call it sort of a show about holistic detoxification because we're not really focusing on one specific organ or system of detox. We're talking about the importance of considering all of the aspects of detoxification when it comes to minimizing everyday exposure to toxins, which is probably the best form of detox, and then in addition, some specific protocols and approaches you can use to do more intensive intermittent periods of time where you can really help your body to eliminate accumulated toxins that have built up in your body. I have a wonderful special guest, a very experienced medical doctor, Dr. Lam, who has a career in holistic and integrative medicine, is nice enough to be on the phone with us today. And we're going to be talking about now in this segment, this concept of holistic detoxification. So let's talk about, Dr. Lam, these different organs of detox and why it's important to support all of them when we're not just every day we need to support all of them, but also when we're going through a more intensive period of detox. So, of course, we have the skin, right? We have what's called our five emunctories, our main organs of detox. We have the skin, the lungs, the GI system, the kidney, and the livers, right? I got them all?
You got them.
Yes, or the liver, I should say. We only have one of them. I'm sure a lot of us would like to have a few livers. Anyway, so let's talk about detox from the skin. I mean, what kind of things do people need to think about? They oftentimes don't think about their skin even as an organ.
Right, and the skin is. All of the things that we're talking about basically have a barrier function. You know, the skin has a barrier function, the lungs have a barrier function, the gut has a barrier function, the kidneys have a barrier function, and even the liver has barrier functions between us and the outside world. And all of these organs, all of these different systems have evolved to basically shunt things from the inside to the outside and then protect us from things that are on the outside from getting in. Mm-hmm. And skin uses sweat to both regulate our temperature, but also sweat to excrete some of the toxins and some of the salts that we need to establish balance.
Right, absolutely. So sweating is a wonderful form of detoxification, and probably, you know, exercise is a great way to generate sweat. So exercise will help you detox. But some of the other great ways of detoxing are using things like saunas, particularly far infrared saunas, because you can actually use lower heat temperatures to get the same amount of sweating because the heat penetrates a little bit deeper.
Exactly.
Yep.
And And there are some wonderful detox programs. Dr. John Klein, who's up in Nanaimo in British Columbia, speaks at for the Institute for Functional Medicine about some of the programs, including the far infrared sauna.
Yeah, the New York Detox Project was a good one that was done on the rescue workers of 9/11, who a lot of them got very sick after being in the burning towers and exposure to the melting plastic and computer equipment and ceiling tiles and metal. And many of them were on disability, and they went through an extensive detoxification program that relied heavily on far infrared saunas. And they did a lot of very detailed tracking of toxins that were coming out of their health conditions, and there was dramatic improvements in a lot of their health through those detoxes. And it was, you know, really interesting to see sweat towels covered in, orange or yellow substances that were cadmium or heavy metals coming out through the sweat. Is very interesting. So don't forget about the skin, very important organ. Let's talk about the lungs, right? People don't think of their lungs as a mode of detox, but we all know, you know, you eat too much garlic, eat too much food, things that get into your gut, your body can excrete them through other ways, like through your lungs.
Absolutely. And, you know, every day it's excreting all the carbon dioxide that we've built up. I mean, detox isn't just getting rid of the compounds that get into us. It's also getting rid of all the things that we make ourselves.
Right, our own metabolic toxins.
Mm-hmm. Right. We take oxygen in, and the natural consequence of that is to make carbon dioxide, and the carbon dioxide has to be gotten out, and the lungs do that for us.
Mm-hmm. So doing things like deep breathing, making sure that you have access to good, clean air. I mean, if you live in a polluted city, that's one thing, but, you know, actually, the statistics that I've read show that most of the worst pollution that people are exposed to is the pollution in their homes. It's not outdoor pollution. You know, the people are bringing carpets and glues and furniture that's made with formaldehyde. All of these things are in the home, and homes are built so well these days that they're sealed shut. So right. Usually it's you know, the environment of air pollution inside your house is usually even worse than outdoors, even in a polluted city. So making sure you try and use materials that don't off-gas as much, aren't made with materials that off-gas toxic chemicals like VOCs, is important. And using good quality air filters and filtration systems to create clean air in your home is one thing anyone can do, regardless of where they live, to help improve the health of their air.
Absolutely. And another issue with the homes that you bring up,